That dumbfounded them both. They never dreamed the prince had gone to Pylos. Neleus City? Certain the boy was still nearby somewhere, out on his farm with flocks or with the swineherd. Tell me the truth, Antinous wheeled on Noemon. When did he go, and what young crew went with him? Ithaca's best, or his own slaves and servants? Surely he has enough to man a ship. Tell me this, be clear, I've got to know. Did he commandeer your ship against your will, or did you volunteer it once he'd won you over? I volunteered it, of course, Noemon said. What else could anyone do when such a man, a prince, weighed down with troubles, asked a favour? Hard to deny him anything. And the young crew that formed his escort? Well, they're the finest men on the island, next to us. And Mentor took command. I saw him climb aboard, or a god who looked like Mentor, head to foot. And that's what I find strange. I saw good Mentor yesterday, just at sunup. Here. But clearly he boarded ship for Pylos days ago. With that he headed back to his father's house, leaving the two lords stiff with indignation. They made the suitors sit down in a group and stop their games at once. Eupeithes' son Antinous rose up in their midst to speak, his dark heart filled with fury, blazing with anger, eyes like searing fire. By God, what a fine piece of work he's carried off, Telemachus! What insolence! And we thought his little jaunt would come to grief, but in spite of us all, look, the young cub slips away just like that, picks the best crew in the land, and off he sails, and this is just the start of the trouble he can make. Zeus, kill that brazen boy before he hits his prime. Quick, fetch me a swift ship and 20 men, I'll waylay him from ambush, board him coming back in the straits between Ithaca and rocky Sami. This gallant voyage of his to find his father will find him wrecked at last. They all roared approval, urged him on, rose at once, and retired to Odysseus's palace. But not for long was Penelope unaware of the grim plots her suitors planned in secret. The herald Medon told her. He'd overheard their schemes, listening in outside the court while they wove on within. He rushed the news through the halls to tell the queen, who greeted him as he crossed her chamber's threshold. Herald, why have the young blades sent you now, to order King Odysseus's serving women to stop their work and slave to fix their feast? I hate their courting, their running riot here. Would to God that this meal here and now were their last meal on earth. Day after day, all of you swarming, draining our life's blood, my wary son's estate. What, didn't you listen to your fathers when you were children years ago, telling you how Odysseus treated them, your parents? Never an unfair word, never an unfair action among his people here, though that's the way of our god-appointed kings, hating one man, loving the next, with luck. Not Odysseus. Never an outrage done to any man alive. But you and your ugly outbursts, shameful acts, they're plain to see. Look at the thanks he gets for all past acts of kindness. Medon replied, sure of his own discretion, ah, my queen, if only that were the worst of all you face. Now your suitors are plotting something worse, harsher, crueler. God forbid they bring it off. They're poised to cut Telemachus down with bronze swords on his way back home. He's sailed off, you see, for news of his father to sacred Pylos first, then out to the sunny hills of Lacedaemon. Her knees gave way on the spot, her heart too. She stood there speechless a while, struck dumb, tears filling her eyes, her warm voice choked. At last she found some words to make reply. Oh, herald, why has my child gone and left me? No need in the world for him to board the ships, those chariots of the sea that sweep men on, driving across the ocean's endless wastes. Does he want his very name wiped off the earth? Medon, the soul of thoughtfulness, responded, I don't know if a god inspired your son, or the boy's own impulse led him down to Pylos, but he went to learn of his father's journey home, or whatever fate he's met. Back through King Odysseus's house he went, but a cloud of heartbreak overwhelmed the queen. She could bear no longer sitting on a chair, though her rooms had chairs aplenty. Down she sank on her well-built chamber's floor, weeping pitifully, as the women whimpered round her, all the